night activity level monitor. They seem pretty calm.
Rita Claggett and Joseph Inman are trying to stay calm, too. They're in the middle of a very tricky bee move. They open up a buzzing box and slowly lift a wooden bar dripping with honeybees. A cluster of bees takes a tumble as they lower the colony into a brand new beehive in Rita's backyard. But no bee bodies are harmed.
Chances are she's in there.
The she that Joseph's referring to is the she, the queen bee. If she's in the hive, then the rest of the bees will follow into the new home. And this colony was shopping for one the first week in May. Like many other rites of spring this year, swarming season in the North Fork Valley started nearly a month early. Bees swarm when they're ready to reproduce and form a new colony. The queen bee lays new queen cells, and before they're born, she flies off with over half the worker bees.
We typically kick the kids out at a certain point, but no, she leaves her daughter with this old hive, and she goes out on her own with a 10% chance of survival without somebody coming along like Rita here.
When it comes to lending bees a hand, Rita Claggett is ready to offer her whole backyard. Next to the hive, wooden beams prop up a drooping juniper tree with bird feeders on every branch. Her flower-filled home in Crawford takes in refugee turtles. Rita says housing a honeybee colony somehow completes the picture.
The whole thing is about being bee guardians, and that's a sort of a new approach.
With honeybees in crisis from disease and other commercial stresses, backyard beekeeping has become increasingly popular. So when friends spotted this wild swarm, Rita jumped at the chance to take it home. But this particular swarm was puzzling. It wasn't one big soccer ball of pulsing bees in the tree. This colony was split in two.
They were about 5 inches apart in two forks of an apricot tree. And between the two swarms, there was like a column of bees up and down on the limb. So there was some question of whether there were actually two queens, one in each of those swarms.
Now Rita's seen three swarms in her entire life, and two of them, she says, have been these double queen bee swarms. One of them she saw just 2 weeks before in a beekeeping class.
Suddenly, a dead queen dropped out of the one hive, and then all the bees in the box swarmed out and joined the swarm that was left.
Even the teacher, a veteran beekeeper, has been pondering this behavior lately. He laid out a theory that seemed pretty reasonable to Rita, especially given this year's historic drought.
Like the cactus in the desert, they throw out a few seeds and they bloom, and they throw out a few seeds and they bloom. But when there's a severe drought and they know they're going to die, they'll throw out a whole bunch of seeds. And that way they'll then die, and they know that they've reproduced. And he thinks that there's something similar going on with the bees in the past few years, that instead of laying one queen cell and then a few days later another queen cell and then another queen cell, they'll lay a pair of queen cells. So they're doubling their chances.
So Rita Claggett wants to know if this bee theory about no water holds water. Do honeybees lay more queens if they sense there's stress in the environment?
Oh, no, it's a sign of a healthy hive, actually. I'd be happy to explain it in detail if you'd like.
Well, yes, we would like, Tom Seeley, professor of neurobiology and behavior at Cornell University. Tom studies the social life of honeybees.
Rita, you asked about this question about seeing multiple queens in swarms. Turns out that's a sign of very healthy honeybee colonies. Not a sign of environmental stress, but a sign of good ecological conditions that has enabled the colonies to get very strong, so strong that they can cast a prime swarm, which has the mother queen, and then secondary or after swarms that contain multiple daughter queens.
And Tom says after swarms can have more than just two queens.
I've seen up to four or five virgin queens together in a swarm of bees.
But a crowded house with lots of queens calling the shots doesn't last long.
The queens will stay together in that swarm until the swarm moves into its new home. And then those virgin queens will fight among themselves, fight to the death until just one still remains.
Yikes. Nature can be nasty. But ultimately, Tom says a queen bee death match is good for the hive. And swarming conditions for such battles are unusually good this year, with the mild winter and early spring.
if the drought didn't start right away, if there was a period of time when there was good soil moisture and the flowers, the plants were able to produce lots of pollen and nectar, then I'd say the conditions were just about ideal.
Still, Rita and the beekeepers are fundamentally right. Bees collectively sense the environment and make decisions about how to swarm and where to live.
Some of the fine details of how they are organized to make that decision are remarkably similar to the way in which our own brains make decisions. In fact, it's a life or death decision to them. If they don't find a good home, they will die come winter.
And Rita Claggett is hoping that this colony of bees will decide to make their home in her backyard.
It does seem like they're going in.
They're getting the message.
Joseph takes a closer look and points to a cluster of bees doing a fanning dance at the entrance of the hive.
All these little ladies with their tail ends pointed at us. So that's a message to all these other bees that are sort of disoriented and, hey, we're in here. This is where the queen is.
Rita's ecstatic that the queen has decided to stay and whispers a welcome to the buzzing scouts.
It's my girls. Did you just call them my girls?
I did.
Do you feel like a mom?
My girls and a few boys. I feel like a bee guardian. Look at them all fanning them.